Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee issued subpoenas to the White House and Vice President Dick Cheney's office. Lawmakers are demanding documents that show how the administration came up with its program to wiretap Americans without warrants. That program began as the government was searching for potential terrorists after the September 11th attacks. Here's NPR's David Greene.
There are a lot of subpoenas flying around Washington these days, so let's sort them out. A few weeks ago, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee subpoenaed former White House officials over the firing of federal prosecutors last year. Today, the Senate panel issued more subpoenas to demand documents about the administration's warrantless wiretapping program. It's all part of an intensifying effort by Democrats to portray a White House that's micromanaging the Justice Department. The Judiciary Committee today issued subpoenas to the White House, Vice President Dick Cheney's office, the National Security Council, and the Justice Department. Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the committee chairman, said he wants to know how the wiretapping program came about.
We're not asking for the operational details. I think I know pretty well what the operational details were. What we're asking is, what's the legal justifications? And frankly, I'm frustrated because I've never known an administration so willing to operate outside the law, even to operate against the law.
Several Republicans joined Democrats in voting to authorize the new subpoenas. Nevertheless, the White House chose to focus on just the Democrats. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said it's unfortunate congressional Democrats continue to choose the route of confrontation. The wiretapping program became public in 2005. It's now under the watch of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The administration hasn't said whether it will cooperate with any subpoenas, but officials insist they've given lawmakers plenty of classified briefings on the wiretapping program. Democrats' decision to target Vice President Cheney with a subpoena appears to be a sign they're growing even more frustrated with him. Cheney has refused to cooperate with an executive order requiring agencies to report on any classified documents in their possession. At first, Cheney's office suggested the vice president's exempt because he's not legally part of the executive branch. But yesterday, Cheney's advisors tried a different argument. They said Cheney shares a special designation with President Bush as public officials who are not considered, quote, agencies. David Greene, NPR News, The White House.